The number of e-scooters seized by Gardaí has increased dramatically since the introduction of new regulations around their use. The number jumped from 26 to 130 for the first 5 months of this year compared to the same period last year. Now, this comes as Gardaí roll out new technology at checkpoints to ensure the scooters abide by the 20 kilometre per hour speed limit. Conor Hunt reports from Limerick.
In Limerick City, a new way of policing e-scooters has hit the streets. It comes in two parts, measures around 5 foot in length and looks like a mini treadmill. It's a portable dynamometer and measures the speed of electric scooters. The maximum allowed is 20 kilometres per hour.
So we'll put it on this machine just to see what is. Top speed is okay.
At a recent checkpoint on Bishop's Quay, a rider is flagged down by members of the Garda Roads Policing Unit and her e-scooter rolled up onto the new machine. Within a minute, it's deemed to be in compliance and the woman is back on the road.
All right, any questions?
No, thanks.
No, okay, enjoy the sunshine. Take care.
However, a bigger model fails the test and is seized, as Garda Philip Ellard explains.
And it goes up to 47 kilometres. At the moment on the device. So this is on a throttle only, so the limits will be 20 kilometres. Anything that exceeds 20 kilometres is classed illegal. It cannot be used on any road for any reason.
So it's very fast.
Yes, it's very fast. If you had an accident on these, you could have serious injuries.
Inspector Padraig Sutton is in charge of the checkpoint.
There's lots of e-scooters and e-bikes around Limerick City, and in fairness, lots of them are legal e-scooters and e-bikes. Once it conforms to those rules and doesn't exceed 20 kilometres an hour, they're a very useful tool, and a lot of people use them for moving around the city. However, there are quite a number of people who use illegal ones. We've seized a number of them here today because they exceed the speed or the weight. We have, fortunately, in this jurisdiction, we've had serious injury collisions and also fatalities as a result of e-scooter use.
How important is this piece of kit now to enforcing the rules of the road as you see it?
It's an excellent device for our use, because prior to now, it's very difficult for us to estimate with any accuracy the speed of an e-bike or an e-scooter, other than actually using a laser speed device. So this, there's no debate, as you saw yourself. It's quite clear the speed. These are very technical machines, and it's quite clear that you have a scooter that's not legal for road use, and we seize it. So it's a very, very useful and portable machine that we're getting good use of here in the Limerick Division.
New figures from the Gardaí show that since regulations around the use of e-scooters came into force in May of last year, the number of seizures has jumped. For the first 5 months of 2025, the number confiscated was 130 compared to 26 for the same period in 2024. Back in Limerick, David Martin from the Road Safety Authority has welcomed the rollout of the new piece of equipment.
It's clearly going to be a challenge in how enforcement could occur in terms of e-scooters, because it's a new technology, it's a new phenomenon in Irish roads. And look, the speed limit is 20k. Very difficult for the Gardaí to have checked that in the past. So this new development really is welcome.
Research from the RSA suggests the number of e-scooters on the road will double in the next year. The challenge for the Gardaí, it seems, will be to try and keep pace.
Conor Hunt reporting from Limerick.